I understand the difference between anxiety, the mental illness, and anxiety, the temporary state of mind. I understand it because I myself happen to possess a diagnosis of generalized anxiety and panic disorder. Write what you know, folks. So, although a profanity-riddled self-help book is no substitute for professional medical care, if you picked up Calm the Fuck Down because you're perennially, clinically anxious like me, in it, you will find plenty of tips, tricks, and techniques to help you manage that shit, which will allow you to move on to the business of solving the problems that are feeding your anxiety in the first place. But maybe you don't have, or don't realize you have, or aren't ready to admit you have, anxiety, the mental illness. Maybe you just get temporarily anxious when the situation demands it. Refer to the white-hot terror of a full-blown crisis. Never fear. Calm the Fuck Down will provide you with ample calamity management tools for stressful times. Plus, maybe some tips, tricks, and techniques for dealing with that thing you don't realize or aren't ready to admit you have. Just saying. Introduction. I'd like to kick things off with a few questions. How many times a day do you ask yourself, what if? As in, what if X happens? What if Y goes wrong? What if Z doesn't turn out like I want, need, or expect it to? How much time do you spend worrying about something that hasn't happened yet? Or about something that not only hasn't happened, but probably won't? And how many hours have you wasted freaking out about something that has already happened, or avoiding it as a quiet panic infests your soul, instead of just dealing with it? It's okay to be honest. I'm not trying to shame you. In fact, I'll go first. My answer is too many, too much, and a lot. I assume yours is too, because if the answer is never, none, and zero, then you have no reason to be listening to this book. Nor, I might add, the hard-won qualifications to have written it. Well, I come bearing good news. When we're finished, the next time you come down with a case of the what-ifs, and whether they remain theoretical anxieties or turn into real, live problems that need solving, instead of worrying yourself into a panic attack, crying the day away, punching a wall, or avoiding things until they get even worse, you'll have learned to replace the open-ended nature of that unproductive question with one that's much more logical, realistic, and actionable. Okay, now what? Then you'll deal with it, whatever it is. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. For now, we start with the basics. Shit happens. Boy, does it. And when I think about all the shit that could or probably will happen to me on any given day, I'm reminded of a lyric from departed musical genius and spiritual gangsta, the one, the only, Prince, R.I.P. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. The Purple One had suspect opinions about a lot of things, among them religion, tasteful fabrics, and age-appropriate relationships. But in this regard, he was spot on. Each morning that we wake up and lurch across this rotating time bomb called Earth, our baseline goal is to get through the day. Some of us are angling for more, like success, a bit of relaxation, or a kind word from a loved one. Others are just hoping not to get arrested for treason. While every day, some of us are hoping someone else gets arrested for treason. And though each 24-hour cycle brings the potential for good things to happen, your loan gets approved, your girlfriend proposes, your socks match, there's also the chance that a big, steaming pile of shit will land in your lap. Your house could get repossessed. Your girlfriend might break up with you. Your socks may become woolly receptacles for cat vomit. Not to mention the potential for earthquakes, tornadoes, military coups, nuclear accidents, the world wine output falling to record lows, and all manner of disasters that could strike at any time and really fuck up your shit, especially the wine thing. That's just how life works. Prince knew it, you know it, and that is literally all you and Prince have in common. So here's another question for you. When shit happens, how do you react? Do you freeze or do you freak out? Do you lock the bathroom door?